I watched little Drover scamper up the hill and felt a warm glow of satisfaction. One of the great things about my job is that I'm able to help Drover improve his mind. A lot of dogs would have given up on him years ago, but I continue to hope. And speaking of hope, I returned to my position at the yard gate and went into a little routine which we call faithful dog waiting patiently. It requires a huge amount of skill and talent. A guy has to sit down and be very still, don't you see, while beaming hurtful looks towards the house and cultivating the appearance of terrible hardship. It's a difficult routine, but I had a feeling that it would work on Sally Mae, the lady of the house, and the personage who usually delivers the scraps. I threw my heart and soul into... A cat? I was not pleased to see Pete the Barn Cat coming my way. He'd been lurking in the iris patch beside the back porch, just waiting for his chance to mooch scraps. He was a shameless moocher, that cat, and he had a certain way of walking that caused my blood to fry. Boil, I suppose it is, that caused my boil to fry. He kind of glided along with his eyes half closed and a smirk on his mouth, and his tail stuck straight up in the air. Oh, yes, and he rubbed on everything in his path. It was the smirk that inflamed me most, and all at once I found myself drifting away from faithful dog waiting patiently and moving into, something quite different. My eyes narrowed. My lips began to twitch and then lifted into a snarl. My ears leaped to the full alert position, and a growl began to rumble in the inner recesses of my throat. This change came over me in a matter of seconds, and more or less without any conscious effort on my part. I knew in my deepest heart of hearts that I should stick with Faithful Dog and concentrate on wooing scraps, so to speak, from the lady of the house. But, well, I couldn't help myself. Here he came, Pete, that is, slinking and grinning. I followed his every move with radar-like eyes. The volume of my growling increased. Most cats would have taken the hint and scampered away. Not Mr. Kitty Moocher. He kept coming. He began rubbing on the gatepost. Then he turned his grinning, sniveling, simpering face up to me and said,
"Hi, Hanky. I enjoyed your big announcement."
"Don't speak to me about that, you little wretch. I know why you're here."
"The same reason you're here."
"No, we're here for very different reasons, Kitty. I'm here to be rewarded for hard work, devotion to the ranch, and heroic behavior. You, on the other hand, are here to mooch scraps you don't deserve. And you don't deserve them for the very best of reasons. Because you're fat, lazy, and worthless. When was the last time you contributed anything to this ranch?"
"Well, let me think, Hanky."
He rolled over on his back and began playing with his tail. I watched with mounting rage and irritation.
"I caught a mouse once."
"Oh, yeah? When, Pete? Name the date. I'll bet it was 3 months ago."
"No, it was 4 months ago, tomorrow."
"See, I knew it. And how did you happen to catch this alleged mouse, Pete? Was he on crutches? Did he stagger into the iris patch and fall over your paw? Let's go public with this and let the whole world know about your shabby record."
"Well, let's see, Hanky. He wasn't on crutches, but he was no sprinter for sure. And yes, he did wander into the iris patch. It's easier when I don't have to chase them."
I was beginning to tremble with righteous anger. "Pete, you make me sick. You have no pride, no sense of loyalty or devotion to duty. You contribute nothing to the good of the world, yet when scrap time comes, you think you're entitled to collect your share." He looked up at me with those big, yellow, catish eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Hanky. Isn't that terrible?
It's worse than that. It's shocking and outrageous.
It is. It is. But you know what, Hanky?
He batted his eyelids and smirked.
It works.
I was shaking with righteous anger. Here was a cat who was making a mockery of everything sacred and precious. All at once, I was seized by a powerful desire to launch myself into the middle of him and give him the thrashing he so richly deserved. In fact, I did.